given up on ever finding love until I caught a glimpse of heaven when I looked into your eyes and your fingers touched my skin like a stormy summer wind. Now I'm falling like the rain. Oh, what a sweet surprise. When your heart makes a sound like rolling thunder and your arms are wrapped around an angel from above, and when the earth begins to shake because it can't be
you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The election is 2 weeks from today, but says ABC's Perry Russum,
early voting is underway in nearly every state. Lines wrapping around polling places in Connecticut, Texas, and South Carolina. One survey finds 47% of early votes have been cast by Democrats, 33% by Republicans.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel, once again trying to revive ceasefire talks now that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed. The NTSB will be back on scene today trying to figure out why a helicopter crashed into a radio tower in Houston on Sunday night. All four people on board the chopper were killed. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. He's receiving treatment while in jail on multiple sex crimes. His New York conviction recently overturned on appeal. Tropical storm Oscar heading toward the Bahamas after dumping heavy rain across Cuba. The storm hitting after a massive power outage knocked the entire country into the dark. This is ABC News. A day after the New York Liberty won the team's first ever WNBA title, the Players Union deciding to opt out of its contract with the league. They plan to push for better pay and better training facilities. Your drive into work this morning won't cost quite as much. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
In the past week, as the weather has stabilized a bit in the Gulf of Mexico, the price of regular unleaded has also evened out. Last week, it went up after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Now, the Energy Department reports the price of regular unleaded has come back down 3 cents to $3.14 a gallon, about 39 cents less than a year ago at this time. The Gulf Coast has the cheapest gas right now, sitting at around $2.72 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC. News.
Arkansas may be sitting on a virtual gold mine. New research says there could be 19 million tons of lithium under the state's surface, the metal critical for rechargeable batteries. Companies are now racing to figure out ways to mine it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. In-person absentee voting begins today in Wisconsin. Voters should check with their municipal clerk about the in-person absentee options available. If you still need to register to vote, you can also do that. In-person absentee voters will need to present valid photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Elijah Vu's mother and her boyfriend have now been formally charged in the toddler's death. Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang were charged in Manitowoc County Court Monday. Vang is accused of child abuse causing death and hiding a body. Bauer is accused of child neglect causing death. And people are getting calls to pay for debts they've already paid off from agencies they've never heard of. The Better Business Bureau says to ask for the agency's name, company, street address, and telephone number, and don't provide any bank account, credit, or other personally identifiable information over the phone. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. For 20 years, I worked in emergency management. I learned you can't do it by yourself. You have to listen. You have to work with all the agencies that have a piece of the action. You have to respect each other. I want to take that experience to Madison. Help break the gridlock. Get people working together. Get stuff done. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th. Paid for by Schoonover for 8029. Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 after about 2 or 3 this afternoon. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Do you really
to go throwing my good heart after bad luck. What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? I was lost in your love and I got burned. You hurt me one time, I finally learned. So now that I know what your love can do, who do you think you're? You know I don't need you anymore. Now do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind?
Says it all. Goodbye. with me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, the well went dry and the cow did too. Daddy didn't know what to do. The banker came by the house one day, said he's gonna take the farm away. Then mama came up with a plan. Brother and me started up a band. Sister put a sign on the roof. Daddy bought a case of 90 proof. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old pea patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Now the only thing that we raise is cane. You don't need the sun or rain. Just neon lights and some ice cold beer keeps everything green around here. Mama takes the cash at the door. Brother and me keep them out on the floor. Sister sets them up at the bar. Daddy kicks back with a big cigar. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old pea patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Now the only horns around here today are the ones up on the grill of a genuine 59 Coupe de Ville. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old pea patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old pea patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Chris Ledoux, Cadillac Ranch, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. And coming up this hour, well, we'll have that ag weather forecast. Going to have another nice day today, but some big changes on the way. We'll have details this hour. Also, our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy will be coming in our newsmaker segment. While we have our election here in the United States just a few weeks away, there could be an election as well in Canada, and that could affect Canadian agriculture. We'll have more with Dennis on that here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Later this morning at about 9:10, we'll continue our spotlight on Elf Lalonde Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Karen Steyer will be joining us this morning again at 9:10. She's kind of in charge of taking care of the young stock on the farm. We're going to talk with Karen a little bit about that here coming up 9:10 this morning here on WRDN. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's harvest time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa.
Durant at Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durant Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers. Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance, shared his thoughts on the subject of dealing with difficult workers on the farm in a recent PDP Dairy Signal. Here are some of his comments.
There's a few phrases with dealing with difficult people, and one of them is, I know you would want to hear this. If you're a manager, you're going to say it all the time. I know you would want to hear this. It allows me to bring up anything, even difficult things. When it comes to dealing with difficult people, I'm assuming that you have a position of authority. And I don't mean a hammer authority. I mean somebody that has your back. To me, that's what a good leader does. A good leader cannot do your job. A good leader ignites, equips, and encourages you to do your job, which means I must be seen as your greatest resource. Everybody's doing their job, except for the person that is kind of running the management of all of that. That's my job. It's to make sure that you are equipped, that you are ignited, and that you know that you're doing things well, which means I need to be your greatest resource. And part of being your greatest resource is, I promise you, I will tell you when you're on and I will tell you when you're off. There is a format in conversations, any type of conversation. When we're having conversations, there are two needs in every interaction. There's the personal needs and the practical needs. The personal needs are, what can I do as a human dealing with a human? And it's things like self-esteem, listening, empathy, involvement. But then there's the conversation itself. It's the practical needs of the conversation. And there is a path. If I'm going to have a conversation, I need to think this through a little bit and be prepared with it, because it could derail real fast. And the steps are, start the conversation, assess the wants and needs, lead the discussion, eliminate the fog, and summarize the close. And before we leave, we're going to make sure everybody's on the same page for what we've created, and then we're going to end on a high note. That's the process of any conversation, especially difficult ones. Start the conversation off right, get all the issues first before we come up with a solution, make sure we're on the same page, end on a high note. Two words, purpose and importance. So when you start a conversation, start it off with, listen, we need to have a conversation. This is what's going on, and this is the impact it's having. And there's two ways to do it. First of all, rip the Band-Aid off, get it on the table. Here's the purpose, and here's the importance of why we need to discuss.
Comments from Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance, who recently shared his thoughts on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal about dealing with difficult people, particularly those that work for you.
I will tell you this, the wrong person, the wrong bus with the wrong type of coaching will never be successful. And trust me, if it's painful for you, it's painful for them. So if you're not going to raise me and grow me to own this position, then I'm going to lean more towards, it's your fault than mine. Let's set expectations, guys. What are the rules? What are we looking for? This is what we need. And if it's an individual, it's going over the standards that are expected. If you have no foundation for what's expected from these people, then we're all living in fog. So we build our teams. We're not the victims of our team. So I'll give you a little bit of slack for a while, but then start having conversations to get everybody back on track. I really want to emphasize that it's what you say and it's what you do. Your team is not a mistake. And by adding the skill sets of having good conversations, when you go out of your way to say, I need to hold you accountable for this, or I need to bring this up, this is so off the mark, or we can't have it this way anymore, I want to talk to you about it, I want us to talk about it. What you're doing is you're building strength in our relationship, because I know you have me, in a strength in a team that means that we can accomplish and we can work through anything. I'm not afraid of the hard things because you handle it so well. I love working here because of that, because I know I've got a person who's got my back. So continue to keep our country moving, dairy people, and build strong teams and strong families. And I'm in your back pocket for anything and everything you need.
And that's Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance. His comments from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Winona and I Saw the Light here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 57 in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight. Double-digit losses this morning in the milk markets. November milk down 14 to 20.75. December down 32 to 20.76. January down 11 to 20.41. Well, February milk down 28 this morning to 1982. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down 3 to 198. 40-pound blocks down a half to 192. 4 trade a barrel and 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 7 to 273. 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 3 quarters to 138 and 3 quarters. 3 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 60 and a quarter. And no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, yesterday was a lackluster day for the cattle markets as the trade allowed both the live and feeder cattle markets to drift lower. Now, the lean hog complex, though, did close higher as consumer demand helped to encourage the traders. The trade really paid little attention to the cattle market. The cattle on feed report is set to be released on Friday. Now, because of the big losses from yesterday, that could have been just a bit overdone, especially in the cattle markets. Expect the cattle markets to open at least somewhat higher here this morning. October live cattle opens the day at 187, December 186.82, February 187.62. October feeder cattle open at 247.57, November 246.60, January 244.25. December hogs open at 78.27, February 82.25, and April at 85.92. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans slightly higher. Wheat, though, moving mostly lower. Now, the strong harvest does continue, and that is providing some pressure to the markets. But there have been some strong cash markets as of late in the grains, and that's helping to provide some underlying support, at least for corn and beans. Now, wheat markets, though, they continue to move mostly lower. Some of the rain that is expected in parts of the plains, which would help with winter wheat, and also some beneficial rains as well in the Black Sea region, and lower European wheat prices continue to pressure wheat this morning. December corn up 1.25 to 410.75. March up a half to 423.75. May up 3/4 to 431.25. New crop 25 steady at 437.25. November beans up 3/4 to 981.75. January up 1 to 990.75. March up 1.5 to 1003.5. New crop 25 up 1.25 to 1026.75. December soybean meal down $1.70 to 316.60. December soybean oil up 68 cents to 43.07. Meanwhile, Chicago wheat, December and March both down 2.5. December at 569.75. March 589.75. Minneapolis wheat, December down 2 to 612. March down 2.5 to 633.5. Energy markets are higher this morning. November crude oil up 66 cents to 71.22. December up 76 cents to 70.80. November gas rather now up 2 cents to 203. December also up 2 cents to 2 even. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 340, December 345, January 344, new crop 25, 377. Cash beans 896, December 898, January 903, new crop 25, 936. Big River Resources, Boyceville, Cash Corn, 344.5, November, 349.5, December, 359.5, January, 370.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, Cash Corn at 357, December 374, January 383. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash and November Corn at 354, Cash Beans 906, January 904. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn 359, New Crop 25, 387, Cash Beans 881, New Crop 25, 935. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 370, November 370, April 406, New Crop 25, 399, Cash Beans 938, November 941, April 982, New Crop 25, 967. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 357, January 362, Cash Beans 912, January 911. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 178, market cows 105 to 128, bulls 127 to 162, calves 300 to 960, beef steers 148 to 385, Holstein steers 90 to 375, sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 150 and down, rams 155 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 187 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, "I can't wait to turn 18. Said, "I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school." And she kissed her head and said, "I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this." Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, "It'll do for now." Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, "Baby, just slow down. 'Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. 5 years later, there's a plumber
water heater. Dogs barking, phones ringing. One kid's crying, one kid's screaming. And she keeps apologizing. He says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes, and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? I said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Early spring, for a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. Buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own, and I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. One night it was raining hard, I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was right.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, there is a presidential election looming here in the U.S., but Canada may also soon see a change at the top as well. Dennis Guy has more.
Along with a looming American presidential election, Canadians are also watching the possibility of an abrupt change in its own political leadership. Justin Trudeau, Canada's prime minister for almost 10 years, is now coming under intense pressure to step aside by his own Liberal Party. Canada is scheduled to hold its own federal election next year. Sensing Trudeau's sinking popularity, the Federal Conservative Party is attempting to force an election sooner. The Conservatives, led by Pierre Poilievre, is pushing a parliamentary non-confidence vote through its Axe the Tax slogan, referring to the Liberals' carbon tax implemented on high-carbon-emitting industries. For the past year, Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has been spearheading a very aggressive campaign against Trudeau in Parliament and on a cross-country tour.
After 8 years of Justin Trudeau, everything costs more. That corresponds with the carbon tax. Higher taxes on the farmers who make the food means higher taxes on all who buy the food. Life wasn't like this before Trudeau, and it won't be like this after he's gone.
And Poilievre has gained more traction with that message recently in a proposed border carbon adjustment tax intended to level the playing field for Canada's high carbon emitting domestic industries. However, the director of the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute, Tyler McCann, says that applying tariffs on imported farm inputs would only mean additional costs for Canada's domestic agriculture. McCann cited current tariffs on Russian fertilizer into Canada in place since Russia invaded Ukraine, and that government rebates should be put in place for Canadian farmers for the existing domestic tax program.
The border carbon adjustment is going to be really focused on those emissions-intense sectors like cement and steel manufacturing. Agriculture is just too complicated for anybody to figure out how do you actually do this in a meaningful way. It's more expensive because we have a domestic price on carbon. Because we're already paying, there should also be a rebate on the domestic price, and that should probably get more attention than the border carbon adjustment.
Tyler McCann says a border carbon adjustment tax will only complicate agricultural trade. Trading partners such as the European Union, where farmers are not subject to their emissions trading system, or the U.S., which has not imposed a price on carbon.
I think it just speaks to the complexity of this. A situation like the United States, where they're not going to have a price on carbon. If you look around the world at these changes, we've had this year a European set of elections. We've got a new commission backing off on some of their environmental policies. European farmers are not subject to their emission trading system. It just doesn't seem likely that we're going to have domestic prices on carbon around the world that need to be leveled out through a border carbon adjustment.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Some much-needed rain is expected in our ag weather forecast, but we still have some of those dry conditions and higher fire dangers. Winds will begin out of the southeast today at about 5 to 10, but will shift to the southwest. Now, the relative humidities will be on the increase today back into the 40% range. However, the winds do pick up tomorrow with some dry conditions. More rains expected by Thursday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a rain shower. We'll have highs 70 to 75, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the southwest. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Mostly cloudy tonight. We do have a 50% chance of a shower. Low is 37 to 42. Relative humidities at 82 to 87%, northwest winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cooler, highs 51 to 56. Relative humidity is at 36 to 41%. Northwest winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, rain developing in the afternoon, high 60 to 65. For Friday, sunshine, highs 55 to 60. Saturday, sunshine, highs 55 to 60. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Public hunting opportunities for game birds such as pheasant and quail are diminishing. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Building a game bird preserve on your land could be a lucrative business as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
It's getting harder and harder to find public hunting grounds. This is leading to an increased interest in private hunting preserves, and landowners are taking notice. Dan Burden is a value-added ag program coordinator with Iowa State University Extension. He's also written a guide for game bird preserve business development. He says the best candidates for this type of venture are those who enjoy people, dogs, the outdoors, and have a strong background in bird hunting. It's common to take cropland out of production and designate the area as a preserve, but Burden says to remember that the habitat you create is about cover for birds and dogs.
The very simplest thing would be to just plant it to switchgrass or something, but what's way better is to manage the property for wildlife with shelter belts, cover plantings, and food plots. That's going to give you very nice varied terrain to hunt.
The game birds can be raised on your farm, but Burden says most preserve owners buy them from regional or national suppliers. Before you open the gates, decide how many people you will allow in a hunting party at any given time. Hold safety briefings and check certificates for hunter safety training. Growing your business depends on selling memberships and renewals. Burden says one tip for success is to cater more to the hunter's dogs than the hunters themselves.
There are people that their dogs' well-being is an afterthought. So good preserve operators will have water out in the fields, like kiddie wading pools, or they'll have large